Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa. Former Vice President Joe Biden, resilient national Democratic frontrunner, is on an 8-day, 18-county, quote, no malarkey bus tour across Iowa.
The idea that they held up $400 million in aid while Ukrainians are being killed in the Donbas by Russian soldiers, killed, and he held them up. It is outrageous just to get a leader of a country to say something the leader wouldn't say.
In Washington, of the four constitutional scholars informing the House Judiciary Committee, three testified that Trump's efforts to pressure Ukraine are impeachable by historical standards. The one scholar called by Republicans, Jonathan Turley of George Washington University, criticized the case as, quote, slipshod and premature, unquote. It's an important moment for Biden in the Hawkeye state, as recent Iowa polls show Pete Buttigieg, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders all ahead. But Iowa's 90% white, far from representative of the nation, says Andre Perry from the Brookings Institute.
So much of the attention from media and the candidates themselves are placed in the early states, so Iowa and New Hampshire. But those states really lack a key constituent that will be pivotal in a national election, and that's African Americans.
The most recent data has African Americans making up 20% of all Democratic voters. South Carolina is an early voting state whose Democratic voters are majority Black, and Biden polls at 44% among those voters. Perry thinks the three currently beating Biden in Iowa have better policy positions for the Black community, but Biden's association with Barack Obama and the time he's put in courting Black voters have given him a leg up.
Democrats are going to have to earn the Black vote. Mayor Pete is going to have to continue to go to Black communities and earn their vote and trust. He has a mountain to climb because he doesn't have a Barack Obama to be associated with right now, but he has to earn the vote, as do all the other candidates, Elizabeth Warren and other front runners.
This election cycle, Biden's trademark gaffes on debate stages and in front of crowds seem to cause more concern among some voters. Recently, The Atlantic published a piece on Biden's lifelong speech disorder saying, quote, maybe people would be more understanding if they knew he's still fighting a stutter. Jane Fraser, president of the Stuttering Foundation of America, says sometimes the inability to come up with the right word at a given moment is related to a stutter.
If word retrieval was part of what was affecting Mr. Biden throughout his life, it stands to reason that that might be part of what's worrying him now or what is slowing him down.
Fraser says that seeing a candidate and former vice president who stutters is inspiring.
Look, you know, there's a candidate to become president of the United States who stutters, so you can do whatever you want.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.